Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hell yeah, good morning and welcome to your Wednesday already. That feels great. Klein Alley Show, K-Rock. How the hell goes it? That right there is Allie.
Morning.
Superstar.
What?
Voted most likely to...
have her own sitcom.
Is that what you were voted?
Yep. How's AKA that? Funniest.
How's that working for you?
Well, you know, I'm the same steps closer than I was 20 years ago.
All right. One day, Allie's going to have her own sitcom. And at that time, no one will be watching TV anymore, so it won't really matter.
But you know what? When there's somebody who's like, oh, they're kind of successful and they're funny, they should have their own show. It never goes well.
No, never does.
You have to find the no-name people and the hodgepodge, put them together, and then all of a sudden it's a smash hit.
I was talking about the fact that Whitney Cummings went to my high school back in D.C., and she was just a quiet little wallflower. I said, that loser's going nowhere fast.
And I was an annoying non-wallflower that really wanted to be.
Look at her. Big superstar now, huh? She's all over the place. There's that DJ Omar Khan. What's up, Omar?
Did you forget my name? What the hell happened there?
It's choking. I think I'm getting, there's some new highly contagious COVID that's going around.
I've heard about it, yeah.
I think it hit me hard.
Ah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Cool. Glad we're in the same room.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm fighting something off. I've been fighting something now for a few days, but, you know.
A few years?
I've been fighting something now for probably 3 to 5 years. I don't know what it is, but it is definitely taking a toll on me.
Most likely to die early.
Yeah, that's what I got. That's what I got, the thing called early death. So that'll be hitting me at some point in the near future.
He's such a morbid yearbook.
That's Jake the Nerd over there. What up, Jake the Nerd? And in the back room, Postmaster Johnny and Vanessa. Oh, there's the cheeseburger. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Today's the big day. Going to do the high voltage food review of the Diddy Burger. Anyone ever thought of eating a cheeseburger covered in applesauce? Probably not.
Is that real applesauce or is that the man sauce?
I think it's man sauce we're using.
Okay,
we're bringing a guy in from New York to finish in this cheeseburger.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be the legitimate Diddy Burger right there. Look at that. There's the combo. That's all we need. The question is, who's going to put on the shock collar and give this thing a proper test later?
Well, there's only one burger lover on the show that I can think of.
Everyone loves burgers on the show.
Yeah, but there's only one of us that puts them in their trunk and saves them for later.
Oh!
Jake! That was for, like, later that night.
Jake's going to try the Diddy Burger.
Wow, that changes it all.
Jake, I'm impressed. You know what, Jake? If we could find another shock collar between now and when we do the high voltage food review, I would do a, because I kind of am curious to see what this will taste like, I would be interested in doing a shared high voltage food review with you.
Where you both eat each side at the same time?
Well, I don't know if I go that far.
All right, if there's a listener out there, rush to K-Rock right now with that collar.
We need a second one.
If you're a dog trainer, perhaps, right now, and you have an extra shock collar on you, well, we need it in the next 2 hours for the big high voltage food review. Good morning, we're Klein Alley Show, K-Rock. All right, we got a lot planned for you this morning here on K-Rock. It is Wednesday. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but we may actually start the show with some compliments. Usually it's a lot of do more betters and complaints, and understandably, we've heard quite a few complaints lately, but we actually have multiple, not just one, Allie, but multiple compliments waiting on the go line. And usually the way a compliment works is it's like nice, 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 and then we wait around long enough and they really give it to us.
Or it's a compliment like, your neck isn't as thick as I thought it was.
Right, right.
And you're like, oh, well, yes. It's still not an attractive compliment.
Or it's like,
just
this,
you weren't as ugly as
this is the greatest show ever. Anyway, keep it up, Seacrest. And we're like, we're not Seacrest, you
yeah,
mother effers.
Right.
But this one, I'll say we got two here, back to back. Both of them saying nice things about the show, which actually makes us feel, I don't know, warm inside, maybe?
And uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, for sure.
Hi, Allie. You know, got to give a compliment to the show. You guys really don't acknowledge the great things you're doing for everyone's mental health that listens. Because like, when we listen to you complain about your spouses, your kids, your jobs, you make all of us feel much, much better about our lives. You definitely make me feel better, much better about my wife and kids and job.
Mm.
So thank you very much for taking one for the team, and keep up the good work. We love the show.
Well, I guess that wasn't really a compliment.
Oh, okay, but there is a compliment in there. He
right.
said we are good for his mental health because ours is so bad.
Right, because our situation with our wives, kids, job, etc., so questionable and disastrous is a good way to put it, that this guy feels better about his situation.
Hey, look, my life is actually going a lot better. I think my allergies are starting to take to the cats, and like I broke out in hives over the weekend, but now I think I'm over a hump, guys, so my life's going good.
You know how all crazy cat ladies have that weird eye, those like bug out eyes that don't close? This is what's going on with you right now, and if you don't believe me, you can check out the YouTube stream. Allie has slowly, since she went from one cat to three cats, which was in the last week, you now have this weird like, you're kind of always doing this
dodgy.
Like, yeah, you're doing this dodgy movement
cat
thing.
Lady hair.
Yeah, you definitely have cat lady hair. That did not take long at all.
And her skin doesn't look as great as it did before.
And your neck's all fat.
Guys, shut up!
Not as fat
bastards!
As I thought. Not as fat. No, but you are becoming a little bit more disheveled. Like, that's my point.
I just have my headphones on weird.
No,
you know
no.
how long I spent on this morning?
It's not, hope not long.
5 seconds.
Allie,
I spent 30 minutes.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying the way that you're moving your body, you're like a little bit more, you just seem more...
More what?
Like that. That's my point. Yeah, you're on edge. You're very on edge now. Like in a weird sort of, like almost like a methy sort of
I'm
way.
Batting you around like a mouse.
The problem is that we're watching a real human slowly devolve into crazy cat lady before our very eyes.
Why, you want to adopt one? I got a few.
This is not even funny because I'm watching it. It's so true how it's going to happen, and you're going to say, you won't even know because you're going to be so deep in it that you won't even realize to say to us, you guys were right. I've gone overboard.
No. Everything's going really well. I think I'm convincing Nicole Alvarez to get a couple, too.
Oh, my God. It's like a pyramid scheme. It's like a Ponzi scheme with kittens.
K-Rock is going to be the station for cat ladies.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And by the way,
you're coming next, Megan.
Someone pointed out on the text line just now, and I think they're right. Klein doesn't have COVID. He's developing horrible allergies because I am allergic to cats, and Allie's coming in here covered in this fur, this cat fur.
No.
It's messing me up.
I do a once-over every morning with my lint roller.
But Allie's allergic, too.
Yes,
I understand.
But I'm adapting.
But she's taking a bunch of stuff to protect her allergies. Meanwhile, I'm not. So I'm just sitting here just huffing in all of her weird
furs. Come on, you're always sickly. Doesn't matter if there's cats involved.
Here's another person that wanted to pay us a compliment after that nice barrage of nice things we said to each other.
Hey, guys, just wanted to leave a quick thank you. So today I woke up a little hungover, but I really didn't want to go to work. So I popped up my phone, looked at YouTube, saw the stream, and I saw you guys working. So I'm like, you know what? If Klein and Allie can go to work, I can go to work too.
Right.
So thank you for that. I almost wasted a sick day, but I'm saving those
Smart.
For the next Klein and Allie meetup.
Yeah, trust me. Every morning we wake up and don't want to come to work. And
well, I hope he's not like operating heavy machinery or doing something important all hungover.
I can phone it in.
I'd say a forklift driver or a brain surgeon probably.
I work in air traffic control.
Here's what we have for you on the show today. For bribery, it goes like this. 4-pack of tickets, Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. We will get you into 2-day passes for Belly Laughs, Comedy and Food Festival. One of Allie's...
Who's playing that?
Margaret Cho will be on with us a little bit later this morning. The legendary comedian known as Margaret Cho.
Oh, are we going to get chowed?
We're getting chowed.
We're
going to
get chowed. We're going to get chowed. We got
when
that
you
to
least
get
expect
to.
It, you get chowed.
High voltage food review of the Diddy Burger, which is a good reason for you to watch us on YouTube this morning. We'll be checking that out. That is the cheeseburger with applesauce. If you order your cheeseburger at any restaurant, say, make it Diddy way. And they will bring
Diddy's
it to
way?
You.
Diddy's way?
And they'll call the cops on you.
Throw you out of there. So we'll try that later this morning on the show. We got petty claims court to get to and much more. If you need us, 800-520-1067 to join the show. Text line, phone line, and win $100 of Allie's money. Call now. We'll come back with some Allie Knows the News next. Can't stop the news, but do you know about it? You get an opportunity early in the morning while you're still waking up, wiping the sleep boogers out of your eyes. Battle Allie for $100 of her cash. Every single morning she's paid out thousands of dollars just to try to prove a point. And you know how it is on this show. Whenever we say something, we always all make that person do it. So if I say I'm going to pierce my nipple, if we raise $5,000 for Special Olympics,
do it.
You better believe you guys made me pierce my effing nipple.
It'll take 5 years, but we did it.
Right. That's right. And when Allie claims, I know more about the news than anyone because all I'm doing all day is researching for the ADD news.
I don't know if I even ever said that.
I believe you did. We'll find the audio. We said prove it. And you said I'll give $100 to anyone who knows more about me. I think you meant that as a one-time thing. And we've made that now. An every morning thing.
And today I'll throw in a cat.
$100 and one of her many, many cats. She's got so many to give you. So many cats. Let's get to it. A lot of people on the phone want your money and claim they know about the news. Let's say hi to Alana in Simi Valley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hopefully you're smart, or at least smarter than Allie. We've got 5 questions here. The news is constantly changing, always evolving. Allie will leave the K-Rock studios. As she walks out of here... Your 5 questions will begin. She'll be sequestered. She will not hear these. Then you get your ass back in here, and she gets a chance to try to beat you. Ties go to the house. Your round of Allie Knows the News starts right now.
Allie Knows the News.
All right. A new low-cost airline will change the way that seats look in 2026. They will suck so much more. Why will the new airline have the suckiest seats ever?
Frontier?
No, but why are the seats going to suck even more than current seats?
Oh, they're gonna go ahead and be closer together.
Closer together. Go to question number 2. Brazilian nuns have gone viral after doing what on Catholic TV?
They were doing a TikTok dance.
Question number 3. LA was just named one of the worst cities for this. In all of America, one of the worst cities for this.
Traffic.
Question 4. President Trump has pardoned these TV reality stars. Which TV reality stars were just pardoned by President Trump?
The Chrisleys.
And finally, question number 5. An LA-bound flight was diverted after what fell ill on board?
I want to say a cat.
All right, let's bring Allie in. We'll score it together. If it's a cat, you better believe Allie will adopt it ASAP. Any cat's got a problem anywhere in the world. It's living with Allie now. She's crazy cat lady. What are you pulling out of your ear right there? Is that cat saliva? Cat fur? What do you got?
Just saving it for later.
She's going to build her own cat with all the leave-ins. All right, Allie's back in the studio. Once again, we'll keep score together. Question number 1, Allie. A new low-cost airline will be debuting a new seating arrangement in 2026. Why are these seats going to suck even worse than the ones we currently have on airplanes?
Oh, is it those ones that are, like, layered on top of each other?
You're saying double-decker?
Yeah, okay. Like where the person's feet are, like, hanging in your face.
It's funny. She claimed they'll be closer together. I mean, you're both kind of right but also wrong. These are the new standing seats.
Oh, yeah, I did see
and
that.
They're all over the place. And basically the way it's going to work is we're all going to be in a standing position, but just slightly bent. It looks just truly terrible.
It's like a half sit.
And I don't know how
much... It's like the sorority squad.
What is it, like a crammed like subway or something?
Yes, Omar. The answer is they are going to have... They do believe they're going to be able to fit in, you know, multiple more rows of seats, but it's a situation where everyone is propped up almost like marionette puppets.
Wow.
It looks terrible.
Yeah, but everyone wants more leg room, so now you got it.
No, you got... Well, you... Technically, yes, your legs are fully extended, but
yeah,
also...
Yeah, you have leg room.
I mean, you're like strapped in and like dangle like a roller coaster?
Yeah.
That would be better, I think.
You are kind of... That is what it looks like. I can't give anyone the point. No one got that exactly right. I'm sorry. But nice try. Question 2. Brazilian nuns have just gone viral after doing what on Catholic TV?
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about this in ADD News. Beatboxing nuns.
They were beatboxing. She said doing a TikTok dance. I mean, it's kind of... They were...
No. It was not a TikTok
dance. All right, Allie gets the point. Go to question 3. It's okay. Sorry. Allie's only up 1. Chance to come back. That would have been the appropriate time for you to yell, God damn it, after the nun question, but we move on to question 3. Question 3. President Trump has just pardoned these TV reality stars.
Oh, the Chrisleys.
All right, she got that as well. She's on the board. Allie's up 2-1. We go to question 4. Speaking of flights, an LA-bound flight was diverted after what fell ill on board?
Oh, a dog.
She guessed cat, but the answer is yes. A dog got ill on board. A vet was on the plane. They did one of those announcements. Is anyone on board a doctor? No, but I'm a vet. Great. And then they said, we got to land this plane and save this dog. That is correct.
But I wonder what kind of illness, you know, aren't dogs and cats always thrown up?
Yeah, like, who knows, right?
Only yours, Allie.
Just at your place. The vomitorium. We got a question number 5 now. L.A. was just named one of the worst cities for what?
Parks.
That is correct. She said traffic, which is probably true, but just came out. Well, final score. Allie smoked your ass, and what must you shamefully admit as you bring shame to all of Simi Valley this morning on K-Rock?
Oh, Allie knows the news.
There we go.
Valiant effort, though.
Tomorrow morning, same time, same $1,000. $100 could be yours.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following thing you're about to hear is either going to be the dumbest and or smartest thing that we've ever discussed on the show. And I'm warning you in advance. You will definitely hear this and within 5 seconds go, wow, this is so dumb, or this is kind of genius.
Just another day.
Slippery slope. But as some people are attempting to organize their lives as we head into summer, only a few days left of May. Goodbye, May Gray. Hello, June Gloom. And then summer is here. Some people are still behind or in the process of the spring cleaning / spring organization.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years back, it was Marie Kondo that told everyone, if it doesn't spark joy, throw it out. And she was this whole declutter movement, let's all become minimalists. I remember one time getting home, there was 9 boxes that were delivered from Amazon. And the first box was a book that my wife had ordered on minimal minimalism. And I was like, already you've failed. I don't know what's in the book.
This is a lot of clutter over here by the door.
If you've ordered 9 boxes of stuff and the first box is a book on minimalism, I'm telling you right now, you are not ready to be a minimalist.
But I remember when the Marie Kondo thing hit, and that was like right around COVID, right? And everybody was like, this is perfect.
Yeah, because everyone's
going... Perfect use of my time.
Right, everyone's going through their drawers. You know, usually you have a drunk box that becomes a drunk drawer that sometimes becomes a drunk room, a junk room.
Yeah, ours was like a 2 to 3 day process. But I still do some of the Marie Kondo stuff.
There's a new method now that they are saying is the real way to determine what in your life you should keep and what in your life you should throw out immediately. And that's the hardest thing for everyone because no one wants to throw anything out that they think is either going to have value later or that they're going to want later. Or you got that old Halloween costume you're holding on to because eventually you'll be invited to some sort of a theme party and you're like, I'm not going to go out and buy a new cowboy hat.
No, I'm not going to throw away my banana split costume.
And anyone who had a... Well, that one you should chuck because it was stupid to begin with.
No,
but
no, it's always a hit.
Never
banana
a hit.
Banana at a party is always a hit.
Never been a hit.
Yes, it is.
Never
everyone
once.
Wants to dance with the banana.
But I understand why all the people that for years were holding on to whatever their Halloween costume was finally are like, oh, God, country's back. Country's cool again. I'm so glad I kept all these weird
totally.
Spurs I had because now I can look country cool like the rest of the world.
But now it's not about joy anymore.
Not about joy.
It's about poop.
There's a new method. It's called the poop method. And the way this works is as follows. If you have an item at your place and that item were to somehow be covered in poop, would you keep it or would you immediately throw it out? And that is the question you're supposed to ask yourself because certain things, if you get poo on them, you go, that's it. Those go right in the trash.
Yeah, but if you think about daily objects, you know, like my toothbrush or my box of Q-tips, if those were covered in poop, I would probably just throw them out. But then I would have to get new ones because I need them. So you can't do it with those things. You need to do it with, like, storage and things that are sentimental.
And also, like, clothing and other stuff that you just keep because you feel like I should keep it. And the question is, if somehow you were to realize that a dog or potentially lots of crazy cats, Allie, pooped all over your stuff, would you wash it, clean it, or would you say this is trash? Now, my feeling is... Once it gets poop on it, and I've said this, which I bought,
especially if it's fabric, you have to take into account the material.
Guys, everything already has poop on it. I don't know why we're even having
this conversation. No, maybe at your house, but that's not the case.
No, everyone's toothbrush already has poop on it because it's sitting in the bathroom.
I was showing Allie this method, and Allie's response when I said to if your stuff has poop on it, would you keep it or chuck it? Allie's response was, I would keep everything I currently have. And it wouldn't matter because it already...
Klein's response was, I would have no more possessions.
I would have nothing left. Every single thing in my life would be in the trash immediately. I've worn shoes before. Accidentally stepped in a little dog crap. I'd take the shoe right off and leave it where the dog crap is
but
and move on.
You're a bit of a dainty boy.
I'm not a
dainty boy. Yeah, you know, you're a little dainty. You're
I'm
like,
not a
oh,
dainty
God,
boy.
I got poop on this. Dude, if you step on poop, just like, clean it up. Nah. Especially you wear all those like you know expensive Jordans.
No, not anymore. To be honest, my last pair got poop on them. I left them right where they were. I mean, I have one.
Oh, my God.
I have some. I have like the left one or the right one. I have a couple of mixed shoes, mixed pairs, but not any sort
mixed
of...
Mixed shoes.
I'm not a fancy boy or a dainty boy. And I think that's just... For me, I have no negotiation on that. If you step in poop, that's on me. That's on the dog.
What if your sports memorabilia, you're proud of a couple of items. I don't know what kind of BS items you have, but what if those things got poop on them? Items do you have? Don't you have like a basketball signed by some famous basketball player?
Probably. I think I only made me give away a lot of my stuff before. I had a boxing glove signed by Sylvester Stallone.
That's cool, but
I gave that away to a listener.
Yeah, but wow. If that was covered in poop, would you have still kept it?
That I would have kept, probably. Yeah, if it's memorabilia and potentially has the chance of going up in value.
What about all your bobbleheads?
I would chuck them.
Really?
If they got poop on them, yeah, I would chuck them.
What about your, like say at home, your old Playboy magazines that are like signed by Hugh Hefner and stuff?
The Hefner one I would keep because, once again, that would go up in value, I would think. The other ones...
If there's crap on it, it would go up in value?
Yeah, I would say it was his. That's half scrap. The rest
Towards
of it,
the end.
Most of everything. Like I'm talking about. What about sentimental stuff, like a photo album of your kids?
Yeah, of course I would keep it.
Trash.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because all that would be. I would hope
as long as there's digital copies.
Yeah, everything's digital. My kids, every since they've been alive, everything's been taken. Every picture of them has been taken on a phone. I'm sure it exists somewhere.
Yeah, but they don't want to, when they're older, be like, let me just scroll through childhood photos.
You print them out again. But
you're not going to print them out again.
I'm not, but they could. But the point is, the point is,
and they can poop on them, and the whole cycle continues.
The method here, I don't know what the psychology behind the method is. Allie probably read the article more than I did, but pretty much, it states that that's a quick way to make a decision on something. Forget about this whole does it spark joy in 5 seconds. Just ask yourself, if I were to come home and this were covered in poop, would I go through the process of cleaning it to keep it, or would I immediately just put it in a trash bag and get rid of it?
Yeah.
What about your wedding ring?
Wipe that
ring
right off.
I feel like my wedding ring probably has had poop on it before. So, and I still have it. But I also can't really get it off my finger because my finger got fatter since I got married. Mm. So it's kind of lodged. The answer is, would I take it off? Maybe. But that one's probably I would keep because that's hard. Like you said, it's material. That's hard metal. That's an easy clean, I would
think. That's what I think.
See, then I think it becomes more like the surface and less about the object itself.
Well, then
But like if you got your couch covered in poop, I'm lighting that thing on fire.
Yeah, I had some
people. My couch probably has poop on it right now.
Oh, God, Allie. Dude, gross. I'm telling you.
I have a 3-year-old.
We had people that came over to our place.
Wait, what kind of excuse is that? I have a 3-year-old? He's pooping everywhere?
No, he's not pooping anywhere, but he's naked a lot.
Yeah, but Allie, but that's even more of a reason why you should be in a clean environment, I would think.
A little poop never hurt anybody. Yeah. I think maybe it caused typhoid, but I think that in general, it's not that bad.
So just remember, if you're making decisions about your life, and you're looking at what things to keep and what things not to keep, think to yourself, would Allie have this in her house? And if the answer is yes, chuck it immediately.
Keep it.
Because
you don't want to buy things twice, I'm telling you, even if there's poop on them.
Welcome to the chocolate factory.
That's right.
Have a seat.
I knew we'd hear from that lady eventually. So there you have it. What about Klein's Quincy Jones cards? That's an interesting question on the text line. I would keep those because those are signed. So everything that's signed gets saved. But if it's just covered in poop, it's trash. It's K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. A little bit later this morning, we will be paying our respects to the least respected currency on the planet. The penny, I don't know if you're aware of this, is officially no more. Discontinued the penny. Inflation has gotten too high, and the U.S. now loses money every time they make a penny. And let's be honest, how often do you even, unless you're El Cheapo, how often are you stopping to pick up a penny? How often are people using pennies? Usually they sit in a jar somewhere in your place, and eventually you just throw them out because they get annoying to move around.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be that the penny was so valuable, a lot of catchphrases and sayings were based on pennies. I mean, if you were cheap, you were a penny pincher, take a penny, leave a penny saved is a penny earned. Right. All that stuff now goes out the window because I think it costs now 3 cents to make a penny.
The new expression is a penny saved, who cares? And that's not nearly as catchy, but people are saying it. And as a result, they've decided... goodbye, Penny, and a little bit later this morning, we'll play some of these tributes people have left on the GOAT line. It's not too late to get yours in if you'd like to pay respects to the world's least respected currency, because I do believe that if you think back your life, at some point, the penny potentially did save your ass or lead to something that was an amazing story that we can share today as we celebrate the life and death of the penny. And you would think, who cares? It's just a penny. Who could possibly have a good penny-related story? I was going through just some of the many messages that are waiting on the GOAT line, Allie. I mean, this guy, out of the gate, this was like the first of many, but take a listen.
Guys, if I would have never grabbed that penny, I would have never ripped my pants. Thus, I would have never changed my clothes. Thus, those two college chicks would have never... grabbed my meat on that couch. I'm certain of it. All right, I just needed to put that conclusion in there. Sweet Bibbits, love you guys.
This guy at some point ripped his pants, bending down to pick a penny, went to change his pants, somehow in the process had two college girls. That led to, I believe, some sort of a threesome. Started with him just reaching down to pick up a penny. You never know what
never
good
hurts.
Things could come. Never hurts, and that guy will always have that story now. The threesome story is way more intriguing than the picking up the penny story, but still, it wouldn't have happened had he not bent down for that penny. That truly was his lucky penny.
Also want to point out, penny was probably covered in poop.
May have been. Good point. But that's why most people aren't picking them up. So we will get to your tributes, a little R.I. Penny later this morning on the show, paying respects to the world's least respected currency. We're back in a second with the news. We'll do that, then we'll start giving you stuff. And then we've got a couple whose relationship hangs in the balance. You have jury duty in your future, but don't worry, it's good jury. Not necessarily Diddy good jury, but it's good jury because you'll help determine whether or not the couple stays together or breaks up forever. That'll be coming up next. K-Rock Klein Alley Show. Allie's about to give you the ADD news. And, you know, some people say Allie's not a professional news lady, like some of the people that have won those big awards. I don't know what they win.
Peabody, well, I didn't go to school for it.
Yeah, I didn't go to school for news and journalism. But I'm going to play you some audio of women that did go to school for journalism, and even they make mistakes sometime. Here is... It's just local news doing what they do.
California is taking an unusual approach to catch porn pirates red-handed.
Porch pirates, yes.
Oh, pardon me.
So even real professionals can figure out a way to screw it up. Let's find out if Allie can deliver it flawlessly. It's time for your ADD news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD news.
All right, it's happening again. Porn pirates.
Nice.
Let's talk about it.
Finally, a story I care about.
Now, let's just mention this and then move on, I think. COVID. It's here and it's back. And it's just in time for summer. A highly contagious new strain of COVID-19 has been detected in California and in other states. And they say, I don't know, that because federal officials are not supporting booster shots for kids and pregnant women and stuff like that, people aren't going to be getting the vaccines and the boosters as much as they should be. And then, of course, these strains get worse and worse, and then they get more contagious and blah, 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 blah. That's the problem.
I did notice at CVS yesterday they moved the rapid test back to the, right by the register. You know, sometimes those are nowhere to be seen.
That is telling where the rapid test is located.
Yeah. I would imagine once they get enough people to come in during the day and go, hey, you got any of those COVID tests floating around? They start going, all right, pull them from the back and put them by the register again.
Yeah, just by demand.
But
I also don't... I was telling Katie one of the last times that we thought we had COVID and tested and stuff. She was like, I don't want to test anymore. And I was like, yeah, but it's important. And she was like, but it's not.
Right. And she's right. And
she's
you're
like,
both
and
right.
Then we do it. And then it's like, oh, I have COVID. I have to, what, notify people? I have to quarantine? Like, are we still going to do all that? A lot of the time, it's similar to a cold or a bad cold. And what do we do when we have colds? We just go about our lives.
In honor of the resurgence of the new strain of COVID, we've reposted a picture up on our Instagram. I think it's in our story of the time that Allie and I both caught COVID by licking the Super Bowl trophy, the Vince Lombardi trophy, after the Rams won the Super Bowl. It was the first time I think we both caught COVID. And it was the best way to catch COVID, by licking a Super Bowl trophy. But still, that turned out to be a real super spreader event for us. And you can see that picture. It's up on our Instagram at Klein Alley Show right now. Enjoy it while you can.
All right, let's talk about these viral beatboxing nuns. Yesterday, I told you about, we talked about the world's oldest nun. And now we're talking about some viral beatboxing nuns because, you know, it's not enough to be a regular nun anymore. Especially now that we have a new pope, you got to stand out. And these Brazilian nuns were on Catholic TV. They were talking about the Lord. They decided to break out into song, which often happens when you've got the Lord in your soul. Sisters Marisel Cassiano and Marisa de Paula.
Oh, they sound hot.
Right? They're not.
Oh. I just pictured, like, you know, Brazilian nuns in bikinis.
I know, and, right? No, know. They're still wearing the full-on, like, habit, man, and everything like that.
Okay.
But they are awesome. And they, so one of them decides to start beatboxing, and then the other one starts, I guess as soon as the one starts beatboxing, the other one can't help but dance, and here's how it sounded.
Penis, vagina, penis, butt, poop, pee, trawa.
That's the nuns? That's my daughter. That's not beatboxing.
This is her. Isn't that crazy?
That's the wrong song, guys.
Yeah,
that's
your penis. Daughter's no nun.
That's the penis
no,
pasta
she's
song.
Certainly
she's
not.
Definitely not a nun.
This is the real thing. Isn't that amazing? If that guy hadn't been kind of ruining it with his crappy voice, it would have been so much better.
You think all the nuns now are trying to show off so the new pope is like pays attention?
That's what I'm saying. You got to stand out as a nun now. You can't just be a nun.
Hmm.
And I think that now's their time. They're like, all right, we got a new pope. Everyone's eye is on us. everyone's like, hey, Catholicism, maybe I'll come back to it. So if we can show that it's a little more fun than people remember, because when I remember going to church, Catholic church, it was boring.
Yeah.
And then if there were some breakdancing, beatboxing nuns at Catholic church, I would probably be more likely to go. Yeah, Brazilian ones in bikinis.
Remember those nuns recently that got arrested because they were doing something with money in Vegas? Remember that whole story? That was like not too long ago where there was a kind of interesting. They were embezzling money from the church and then trying to go to Vegas, and like they lost, I think they lost it all, gambled it all away. But I am interested in nuns and the news. I think we should be focusing more on nuns
totally,
and the news.
Totally, I agree. All right.
It's a great deterrent. I think in general, like if people look past the nuns, you know, oh, they must be
above board.
Well,
I think you assume, and this is what we learned when we talked to the nun in the AMA, was you assume that nuns are completely square, righteous, don't do anything worldly, right?
Right.
You're just like this heavenly being. But they're just people like the rest of us.
Of course.
What?
Whores.
Huh? Not, what?
Omar said they're whores.
No?
Nah, I don't think so.
So no, no, no. Takeaway here.
Yeah, baby.
I can hear it.
Hold on, the whore's going to kick in a second. Yeah. Ready? 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. There it is.
Could be the song of the summer right there, the beatboxing nuns.
Totally. All right, the SpaceX Starship took off again yesterday. I know you were upset, Klein, over the weekend that there was one that was launching without your knowledge.
Not launching, returning to Earth.
Okay. So that's the sonic boom is them returning?
Yeah.
So when they actually take off, then you don't hear anything?
I didn't hear anything when the one took off, although when the one returned into the atmosphere, apparently it created the sonic boom.
So this one that happened last night was also unsuccessful. The Starship exploded for the third time in a row.
Great.
And I guess part of the debris, you know, spread over the Indian Ocean, and it just lost control, blah, blah, blah. And Elon Musk is promising more frequent launches.
Great.
So,
super.
So it seems like I know that everyone that works at SpaceX is probably a lot smarter than we are, but if you're messing up something so many times, do you even keep trying, or do you go, you know what, I'm not good at this. Maybe I should put down this hobby move on to something else.
That's why the greats are the greats, because they don't quit as easily as we do.
Well, I guess with the space race, too, is like it wasn't going well for a long time and people were dying and they were like, let's just keep going because we got to beat the Russians.
That's right. Got to beat them Russians. Well said. We get into a brand new hour of the show. We do it next. Petty claims court to get to. Tickets for you to laugh and eat. We'll make that happen for you as well. And much more coming up this morning on the world famous K-Rock. Welcome to Wednesday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.